Behind the commander was a partial view of his bridge, where a number of crew stood to rigid attention while a few worked on control systems. The screens in front of the workers seemed blank, content obviously stripped from the transmission by the Orica's AI. Opal knew who he was, and didn't need to scan his full history. What grunt hadn't heard of Major Grubane? One of the few active commanders whose medals were all from field actions, rather than honorifics for flabby behind-the-sceners. Ruthless in following orders, yet instilling a loyalty in his men that was beyond fierce. His soldiers would die for him, and often did. The most capable officer in the fleet, who undertook missions that others deemed impossible. Milcom had sent the best they had. He stared at her. She stared back. Damned if she'd speak first. Grubane nodded, almost imperceptible.
Trooper Opal, or following your court-martial in absentia, I should say, Citizen Opal.
Major?
You have led quite a merry chase, but I hope you didn't really think you could get away with stealing a ship like that.
She said nothing, and he continued.
That's the flaw of it. If you'd taken a normal transport, a scout, even a fighter, it would have been a low priority. You might have got away. But an experimental system, we can't risk that being reverse engineered.
Opal shifted her gaze slightly to monitor a screen where Clarissa ran through options and plans at lightning speed. Diagrams, calculations, maps. Nothing stuck. The Orica was gaining. Could possibly hit Clarissa with its long-range weapons if it wanted, but it would be messy. Time. If I'd taken anything like that, you'd have got me before I left the outer systems. This was my only chance.
But you didn't take the ship just to escape. Somehow you knew about the lost ship. How?
His face barely changed as he spoke, his eyes hard, rarely blinking. Opal wondered if Orica's AI was altering his image before transmitting, making him seem more imposing. That would fit the viewpoint, which she realized was slightly below normal comm-cam position, so that the general looked down on her. Psychology games. Half the battle in some cases. You obviously knew what it was when you got here, she countered. And what you wanted from it?
Of course. Priorities change.
But when it fell apart, you were left with nothing. And now you want me, so that you don't go back empty-handed. That wouldn't be good for your reputation. There was a pause of a second, but then he smiled. It wasn't a friendly smile, too self-satisfied.
You're wrong, Opal. We got what we came for. Something very valuable indeed.
The item from the bridge? He seemed surprised at that.
What do you know?
I know what the military were after. Of course, she didn't have the faintest idea, but it was reassuring to see him assess her anew.